now has their biggest lead at 8.
Today, it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Vivian again will have a chance here. 57-55, a two-point lead for the Hawkettes. Jamie Kissinger lobs the ball into Taylor Kissinger. She drives and puts up a 15-footer. Good! Taylor Kissinger hits a 15-footer from just to the left of the circle. Taylor Kissinger will force an overtime.
Six programs will host the state title trophy, and you can hear every game right here on your ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown the next state champion. But first, a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning once again, everyone, from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Along with our producer, engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show with continuing coverage of the 2014 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament, where we have already had a shocker in C1 with Pierce repeating as the state champion, knocking off the only undefeated team that will remain in the state in Minden, 69-60, and that has to give hope to everybody else that is considered a underdog coming in to today, and that would include Humphrey St. Francis. They're a very good basketball team at 25-2. Their only losses are to Pierce and Shelby Rising City, who stayed at home. Amazingly, St. Francis only lost to Pierce 40-29. Some of those Pierce games early in the year, you'll be amazed at some of the kids and some of the teams that they ended up playing. For Friend, they come in at 27-1, and their only loss is to Hastings St. Cecilia, who will be playing in the C2 state championship game a little bit later on today. All six games are here on ESPN Radio. Up next, it'll be Class B, Grand Island Northwest and Lincoln Pius X. And then later today at 4:30, Hastings St. Cecilia and Crofton in a rematch of last year's state championship game. We'll also have for you the Class A final between Omaha Benson and Bellevue West at 6:30. Sterling and Wynot in the D2 final will be set at 8:30. So those are the ball games that are coming up here today on Championship Saturday. And we'll be back to take a look at the starting lineups and get you ready for our D1 final after this timeout.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Check out the action, the 2014 NSAA Girls State Basketball Championship on March 6th, 7th, and 8th at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The excitement involves 48 schools competing for state championships. Experience a competition for $5 for students, $7 for adults. For specific games, visit nsaahome.org. The 2014 NSAA Girls State Basketball Championships.
We're back here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth getting you ready for championship game number two of this 2014 Girls State Basketball Tournament. It's time for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the Flyers of Humphrey St. Francis, number 10 is a 5'9" senior, Maggie McPhillips. She averaged 11 points and 3.5 boards a game. Number 14, the 5'7" junior, J.C. Ulmer. She averages 11 points and 2.5 boards. Number 24, 5'9" junior, Holly Podlitska. 4 points, 5 boards a game. Number 42 is 6'1" junior, Krista Brockhaus. 12 points a game, the leading scorer, although three in double figures. She gets 8 boards a game. And number 44, a 5'7" sophomore in Morgan Bender. gets about 6 points and three rebounds a game. Again, another fairly young team, only two seniors on this team and one in the starting lineup. The head coach of the Flyers is Brian Reichmuth, assisted by Beth Wolf. The Flyers are 25-2. They defeated Cross County and Fullerton in the sub-districts, Red Cloud in the district final. And here at the state tournament, St. Francis held off Boyd County 41-38 and rallied to defeat Emerson Hubbard 55-46. This is the eighth trip to state for St. Francis. They've won it three times, most recently winning back-to-back-to-back titles in 05, 06, and 07. This is their first trip to the finals since then. For Friend, they'll go with number two, a 5'7 junior, Madison Johnson, 6 points, 3.5 boards a game. Number five, 5.5 junior, Jennifer Lover, she gets you 10 points and 6 boards a game. Number 12, 5'11 senior, Mariah Hulse, she'll get you 5.5 points but 10 rebounds a game for Mariah Hulse. Number 23 is a 5'11 senior in Taylor Menke, she is the leading scorer, 17 points and 8 boards a game. And number 40 is a 6 foot senior, Ann Roaring, 9.5 points and nearly 7 rebounds a game. The head coach of the Friend Bulldogs is Andy Imus, assisted by Brett Troyer. They are out of the Pioneer Conference, 27-1, defeating Pawnee City and Lord Central Catholic in the sub-districts, Bruning Davenport Shickley in the district final, and here at state, rolling Arapaho 69-33 and defeating North Platte St. Pat's 42-29. This is their eighth trip to state, but their first ever state finals appearance. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service, 5 Points Bank of Kearney. And we'll be back with D1 state championship action between Humphrey St. Francis and Friend after this timeout on ESPN Radio.
It's named the Early Riser Planner for a reason. Producers who use Case IH Early Riser Planners enjoy the earliest emergence in the industry, 3 days earlier on average. When you purchase a 2014 model year Early Riser Planner, you won't only receive unmatched maximized yields, you'll also receive 0% financing for 36 months. Stop by your Titan Machinery Case IH dealer today to see how an Early Riser Planner can benefit your operation. But hurry, this great financing offer ends March 31st. Titan Machinery, better solutions.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
There's also consolation games going on here at the state basketball tournament. We'll talk about those coming up as well. The third place game in Class B, it's Norris 39 and Holdridge 34. That was at the end of three. And Pender 29, Humphrey, Lindsay, Holy Family 20. So the community of Humphrey, a little divided anyway, has both their teams playing here at the same time. And when those games become finals, we will pass those along to you. Then noon, Kearney Catholic is playing in their consolation game against Platteview. That is over at Lincoln North Star. And also at noon, they'll be playing the consolation game in A, Lincoln Northeast and Northwest. Friend is in their home white jerseys. They've got a cool little red-black mixture for the trim, and Humphrey St. Francis in their familiar blue with white trim, and we are about ready to get going here. St. Francis has really just kind of survived the state tournament, while Friend played two totally different ball games. They dominated Arapaho on Thursday and then had to play a lower scoring, tighter game against a St. Pat's team that had some height in their semifinal win yesterday. It'll be Friend from left to right, St. Francis from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Jumping center will be Krista Brokehouse, the 6'1 junior for Humphrey St. Francis, and Mariah Hulse for Friends. St. Francis will get the opening tip. They'll immediately attack the bucket, but we're too deep. Hit the rim, and rebound will come down to Taylor Menke. Menke will push the ball up the floor against the man-to-man defense, dump it down to the post, and quick ball movement to rotate it back out top to Johnson. Johnson swings it to the right side, who quickly gets it back up top, dribble penetration. Rotate it left-hand corner to Lover. Lover kicks it on the wing for Menke. Good defense there by St. Francis with all the ball screens and all the movement of the basketball, and then trying to drive to the hoop. Foul will be called as tripping up was Taylor Menke. And the foul's on Podliska, first of the game. And St. Francis will be back on D. Lob into the paint. Short jumper by Friend is going to be no good. Maggie McPhillips will get the rebound off the Lover miss. And up the floor come the Flyers again, all the way to the baseline. Then getting in a little bit of trouble there is going to be Bender. She'll kick it back out, driving in with the shot. No good is Ulmer, but the rebound back up and in. And Krista Brockhaus gets the first bucket of the ball game for St. Francis. They lead it 2-0. Into the front court, Johnson. Johnson all the way to the baseline, dishes it off. The shot is up and in. A give-and-go layup. Good. Foul called. And Friend is on the board. And Roering picking that one up. The foul is on J.C. Ulmer, her first, and the team's second. And so Roering to the line. And Annie Roering ready to shoot the free throw, but it's off the heel, no good. And we have got a travel called on a ball that was not possessed. But they're going to, instead of maybe calling the foul, they're just going to give the ball to Humphrey St. Francis. So we'll see what St. Francis could do here on their third possession of the game. Ball dropped in the corner here by Brockhaus. Now trying to force it inside. Does get it into the hands of McPhillips. McPhillips bats down on the post. Little one-hand turnaround jumper. No good. Ball tapped out. McPhillips grabs it. Second chance opportunity here. Everybody getting handsy. All 10 players were up around that free throw line. And they'll get it into the hands of Bender. Bender, top of the circle. Looks for the back cut. Steps through over on the left wing. They'll get it to Brockhaus. She'll hold the ball outside the arc and hand it off there to Ulmer. D1 state championship game, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, where you had been listening to our new Texas pregame show to get things started. McPhillips gets down low on the way up, hit the rim, no good. Offensive putback, though. There's Brockhaus again, and St. Francis regains the lead at 4-2. Quickly up the floor comes Friend. They want to run the floor. Ball knocked away. Steal made. J.C. Ulmer getting a hand on that one in our game's first turnover. Up the floor on the right wing, St. Francis. Bring it back to the top of the circle. Into the hands of Ulmer. Swings it here on the left side of the key to Podliska. Drives to the right elbow and kicks it right wing. Man-to-man defense by the Friend Bulldogs. Over on the right wing, throw over the top of the defense. Here's the jumper by Brockhaus. It's in from 8 feet of the left wing. And Krista has all 6 points for St. Francis. And they now lead it by a score of 6-2 all the way to the other end. The layup is up and in by Taylor Menke. So she gets right back after it. And St. Francis now hustles down the floor. Pull-up jumper transition. Bender, no good. Offensive rebound, Podliska. Has it taken out of her hands. First turnover by St. Francis. Up to Menke, one-on-one. Menke takes it in, draws contact, and scores. No foul, but Menke was able to keep her balance and tie it at 6. We're 3 minutes into this D1 state championship game. Both teams hustling up and down the floor. We'll see what their depth is like if this pace keeps up. With it is Brockhaus. Swinging across this court into the hands of Podliska. Trying to thread the needle and does to Bender. Bender can't get the shot away. Back to Brockhaus. Good defense here by Friend. And then the ball knocked away. Picked back up McPhillips. She'll attack. Comes off the drive and scores. Maggie McPhillips makes it 8-6. Humphrey St. Francis. And they've scored 41 and 42 in their previous two games here at state. All of a sudden, they're showing some offense. And now the pass picked off by Bender and a foul to go with it on Friend's Jennifer Lover. That'll be her first and Friend's second turnover. Again, we've had some very good crowds here during the state tournament at both the Devaney and Pinnacle Bank Arena. And the Friend red blends right in with the red seats here at the vault. Great job, though. Great fan support from St. Francis and Friend. This place was very full for the Pierce-Minden game, which ended up going to Pierce. Entry pass knocked away. Steal made by Mariah Hull. Second turnover by the Flyers. Menke all the way to the other end. Lays it up and in. Menke knows how to handle the basketball and work her way through traffic. And she has 6 of the 8 points. We are tied 8-8. St. Francis down to the left wing. Quick shot up and in. Holly Podlitska They had a couple of players open underneath as Caitlin Suits has checked in. But Pavlitska was able to knock down her first bucket. It's 10-8. Flyers with the lead. 3.5 to go here in the first quarter of play. Drive here by Madison Johnson. Johnson runs into the double team, picks the dribble up.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Hey, Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. As we are in a timeout, St. Francis 10 and Pender 8 here in the first quarter of play. Taylor Menke with 6 for Friend and Krista Brokhouse with 6 for Humphrey St. Francis. And out of the TV timeout, we're ready to go again with Friend to take it out underneath their own hoop. 3:25 to go, first quarter, down by 2. Get it out on the wing into Menke, little one-hand runner, and the scoop shot up and in. And Menke already with 8 here, and we're tied again at 10. St. Francis hustles it into the front court, swings it into the right-hand corner to Pudlitska. Tries to get it inside, but it's going to be ripped out of there by Lexi Ryan, who has checked into the game. Third turnover for the Flyers. Menke, right-hand dribble. Boy, she's getting by everybody. This time, though, the shot's too strong, and Brokhouse will get her third rebound. Outlet pass to Ulmer. Up the floor they go to Suits. She couldn't grab it cleanly and walked with the basketball. That'd have been fine on the football field, but here you got to not travel with the basketball, and that's exactly what happened there. St. Francis and Friend, 10-10 here in the D1 game on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. With it, Menke again on the left wing, gives it off to Johnson. Outside the arc, we haven't seen a three-pointer attempted by either team. Over to Lexi Ryan. Ryan back to the top of the circle to Menke. Menke starts the dribble. Now she'll back up for the three. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Maggie McPhillips. That'll be her third. Flyers looking to regain the lead as Bender will bring it into the front court unguarded. Still man-to-man here by Friend. Over to McPhillips. She's the only one out top to the baseline. Brokhouse dribbles around the defender, lays it off the glass and in. Krista Brokhouse makes it 12-10 in favor of St. Francis with 2:10 to go here in the first quarter of play, as Friend brings it across the timeline. We've already had one upset. Now we'll see what happens here in game two. St. Francis is off to a great start. Top of the circle with it will be Hulse. Over on the right wing, 18-footer on the way. No good by Johnson. And the rebound brought down by Caitlin Suits. Up the floor, St. Francis, 12-10 lead. Bender, top of the circle. Pulls up for three. She'll fire it. Rattles out. No good. Ball's loose on the floor. It'll be picked up by the Bulldogs and Mariah Hulse to Menke. Menke in the lane, dumps it underneath for the short layup. Annie Roaring. And we're tied at 12. The lead has not been bigger than 4. It was 6-2 St. Francis, and then we've been tied at 6-8, 10, and 12. 1:20 to go here in the first quarter. St. Francis will dump it down on the low block. They get it to Suits. She makes another one-foot pass to McPhillips, and Maggie will put it up on a contested short jumper and score, 14-12. Both teams shooting well. Friend shooting 60% from the field. Here's a three-pointer. That's off the iron, no good. And Brokhouse will pull down her fourth rebound. Under a minute to go. Up ahead they go to Bender. Bender drives left baseline around the defender and in. And for Friend, they're going to have to secure that baseline. There are too many open looks here for St. Francis as they lead it 16-12. 40 seconds remaining here in quarter number one in a very competitive start to this D1 final. Friend into the corner. They'll get it there to Hulse. Puts it underneath. There's Roaring again, and Annie with back-to-back buckets. And it's 16-14 St. Francis. Bender across the timeline here. They'll get it into the hands of Ulmer. Ulmer into the right-hand corner. Takes the three-pointer. It's up. It is no good that time. And the rebound brought down by Hulse. Off the missed three, Brokhouse trying her hand. 13 seconds, Mankey comes down, has her shot blocked by Brokhouse. It's loose in the lane, picked up there by McPhillips. Outlet pass with 6 seconds, trying to get it down to Suits, and they just overthrew her. And out of bounds it goes. So we've got 2.8 on the clock. Friend will run in Melissa Foley and also Shania Milliken. St. Francis is going to run in a couple of players, and Hannah Schroeder and Sabrina Suits, just to kind of give their starters an extra second here. Friend will try and get a chuck up here with 3 seconds. And from half court, the shot is away, but well short, and that is the end of the first quarter of play in the D1 Girls State Championship game. Humphrey St. Francis 16, Friend 14 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. State tournament action brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to High School Hoops State Championship style. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson. Here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, Humphrey St. Francis will get the ball to start the second quarter. And a 16-14 lead over Friend in the D1 State Championship. Here's a three-pointer to start things off. It's going to be short by J.C. Ulmer. The ball will go out of bounds and belong to Friend. For St. Francis, 8 points from Christina Brockhouse and 4 rebounds. They had point land, 5 turnovers and 9 rebounds. Just 3 rebounds for Friend. They also had 3 turnovers. And they were 0 of 2 from 3-point land. 8 points for Mankey and 6 for Roaring as the ball is tipped out of bounds. St. Francis shooting 50%, and so is Friend. 50%. Now Friend, they're going to up that to 54% after the first quarter, and St. Francis, after missing that shot, is now 47% here in the second quarter's first possession. 16-14, St. Francis. And Lawler gets it inside. They dump it again to Roaring. Her short jumper no good, but got her own rebound and scores. And Annie Roaring will tie the ball game yet again at 16. Up the floor, McPhillips. St. Francis really loves to run transition. The ball is tipped away out of bounds off of Friend. Again, St. Francis won 3 consecutive state titles from 05 to 07. This is their first trip back. In fact, they've been to state 8 times. And have been in the final 6 times. And ladies and gentlemen, Bob Jensen coming big with the deflection. He's still got hands. And so St. Francis will throw it in front of us. 16-16. Those trifocals work, Bobby. That's all I'm saying. Lob it into the corner over Bender's head, and St. Francis will turn it over for the 6th time here in the basketball game. But Friend hasn't necessarily been able to go transition buckets on those turnovers. And so we're still tied at 16. But the pace would seem to favor Friend as Mankey tries to get it down to Roaring off the double team. Does, kicks it out of the left wing. The shot is too strong. Offensive putback, though. Point blank, Lover got it. And Friend has their first lead of the game at 18-16 as they have scored 6 in a row. So Brokhouse drives in. Her shot hits off the heel twice. And then an over-the-back foul going to be called. And it's going to go on Friends Annie Roaring. That'll be her first and the second team foul. Each team has been whistled for two fouls. And St. Francis will bring Podliska back around. And Suits is back in there. Podliska with it on the right side of the key to the top of the circle. Maggie McPhillips against the Friend man-to-man. Dump it in the left-hand corner. Now back out for the short jumper. It's no good by Podliska. The rebound grabbed by Friends Jennifer Laver. Laver brings it into the front court. Swings it on the left wing to Johnson. Her pass into the paint is over the head of her teammate and picked off. Going to the other end for the shot. Ulmer can't get it. It's slapped out there to Caitlin Suits, who gives it off to Brokhouse. Top of the key, three. McPhillips fires. It's no good. Ball into the hands of the Bulldogs, and Roaring will have her second rebound. Here's Menke. She drives all the way in, uncontested, and will score. And a timeout is going to be called here by Humphrey St. Francis coach Brian Reichmuth. That is an 8-0 run by Friend with 6:01 to go here in the first half of play. It is Friend 20, St. Francis 16. You're listening to the State Girls Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. The state championship Saturday, all day today, and all Saturday next week for the state basketball finals. St. Francis now trailing 20-16 after an 8-0 run here by Friend. And then Friend steps in front and makes the steal again with Ann Roaring. That's the seventh turnover, but the fast break to the other end sees the ball tipped out of bounds. And they'll have to try it underneath their own hoop. Friend up by four, shooting the ball very well, but Taylor Menke very, very good. Swing it over to the right side. They'll get it to Melissa Foley into the corner for the three. It's no good by Menke. And the backside rebound grabbed by Brokhouse. That's already her fifth. Trying to hustle up the floor. St. Francis had numbers but dropped the basketball, so now McPhillips will drive in, and she's fouled. Menke going to be called for the foul, it would appear, and Maggie McPhillips will shoot the first free throws of the state championship for St. Francis. For Menke, that'll be her first and the third team foul on Friend. Checking some other basketball here for you as the free throw is up and it is around and in for McPhillips. Consolation games continuing on out there. And Norris was a winner over Holdridge. We'll pick up that final here for you in just a moment. Second free throw is no good. And the rebound brought down by Mariah Halsey. It was 54-41. Norris at the other end. Quick jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Morgan Bender. Bender will push the ball up the floor on the right side. Morgan all the way into the paint. Kicks it out the wing to Brokhouse, who drives the baseline. As she pulls up, she'll be fouled. And Krista Brokhouse will go to the line and shoot two. And Menke, two quick fouls here, and that's not good news for Friend. Their leading scorer picking up her second foul. So Brokhouse goes to the line here to shoot a pair of free throws. The first one is on the way and good. Now coming in for Friend will be Madison Johnson, one of the original starters. And the second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Brokhouse hits them both. She's got a team-high 10. And it's 20-19 in favor of the Friend Bulldogs here in the D1 State Championship. Up ahead, they'll get it to Johnson. Johnson kicks it back to the top of the circle. For a three-pointer on the way, no good by Laver. Rebound grabbed and sprinting out of there is Morgan Bender. Bender runs it into the front court, gets it to Brokhouse. Collision underneath, and a blocking foul will be called. Friend was a little late getting back and got caught in between there. Jennifer Laver, her second. And that'll be the fifth team foul here on Friend. So Jenny Lauver with the foul, and St. Francis will dump it into the left-hand corner to Ulmer. Back in the corner to Brokhouse when she dribbled out of there. 15-footer, no good. Backside rebound, run down by Bender. And Friend's going to have to do a better job of hitting the boards. They're getting worked here by the short. Well, you got Brokhouse out there, but overall, they seem to be a little more shorter, less physical team. Scrappy, though, the Flyers. As Bender drives in, comes into the paint, ran out of real estate, and is called for the walk. Eighth turnover here for St. Francis. And back into the hands of Friend. And in the backcourt, we're going to have a jump ball called. And the arrow points the way of Friend, as coming in to pull the tie up is J.C. Ulmer. 4:21 to go here in the first half of our D1 final. And Taylor Mankey, after a short break, will come back in. It's 20-19. Friend has the lead, and St. Francis will bring Holly Podliska also into the basketball game. Second free throw, or excuse me, not free throw, inbounds pass to Menke. And Menke will bring it into the front court, working on Ulmer, takes the off-balance jumper. It's no good. Ball is grabbed, but Friend falls to the floor with it, so the travel will be called, and it'll end up being St. Francis basketball. And St. Francis will bring the ball into the front court. Across the timeline, left wing, Bender. Bender, 360 spin move. Nice one off the glass. Short-armed it, though. Rebound is going to go into the corner. Brokhouse will track it down here for St. Francis. 20-19, Friend. Bender's open. She'll take a three in the left corner, but it's too strong. Nobody's knocked down a three yet. The rebound grabbed by Hulse into the front court. Friend into the right corner. They'll try a three. Lauver, no good. Backside rebound grabbed again by Brockhouse of St. Francis. She has seven. St. Francis is 0 of 5, and so is Friend from three-point land. Into the corner, St. Francis will get it to Caitlin Suits. Now inside, Brokhouse drives and gets the foul called on Annie Roaring. That'll be the second on Roaring. And at the line will be Krista Brokhouse, who made two earlier this quarter. But St. Francis, after pouring in 16 in the first quarter, has not made a bucket here in this quarter. Three free throws, though. And Brockhouse to the line to try and tie the game and maybe take the lead. First one is no good. So she'll have to try again to take the lead. Checking in for Friend, Lexi Ryan, and Shania Milliken. Second free throw now coming up for Brockhouse. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up here on ESPN Radio. As the free throw was up and in, Brokhouse now with 11, and we are tied at 20. That is already the sixth tie of this game. St. Francis settles back defensively here as Brokhouse checks out, and Friend will get it to the high post. There's Hulse over the right side, a three-pointer on the way. It is no good by Milliken, and the ball goes out of bounds. And they'll say it was last touch by St. Francis. Milliken gets about 4 points a game, one of the many seniors on this Friend team. They do have more senior players than St. Francis does. And here's another outside jumper that is no good, but an offensive rebound put up, no good. How about the third time it is? The first one was no good by Hulse, and then Lexi Ryan was able to get her first bucket of the ball game, cleared some traffic on the way up the floor, and St. Francis is going to be called for the walk. 9 turnovers for the Flyers compared to 4 for Friend. 2:52 to go here in the first half. 22-20 Friend. State tournament action brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, located at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. On the right wing, a quick shot by Ryan, no good. Another offensive rebound, and Roaring puts it up and in. And we mentioned earlier in this quarter that Friend needed to hit the boards better, and they are. And it has given them the lead, 24-20. Here's Ulmer into the front court, swings it over to Bender. Morgan looks in the left-hand corner, now trying to post up. They get it to McPhillips, and reaching in to commit the foul will be Shania Milliken. And into the 1-1 right now for St. Francis. They've only had 2 fouls called on them, 7 now on Friend. Maggie McPhillips is 1 of 2 at the line, has 5 points. She's one of the 4 Flyers that has scored here in the first half. And the front end of the 1-1 is on the way and good. 6 points for McPhillips. And still, St. Francis hasn't scored a bucket in the second quarter. All free throws. Second free throw is on the way. And that one is going to be a little short. Rebound brought down by Mariah Hulse. That's her sixth. Gets it in the hands of Mankey. Brings it to the top of the circle. Cut off by the double team. Swinging into the corner. Three-pointer on the way, Ryan. It's no good. Rebound in the lane. We're going to get a jump ball. Friend doesn't like it at all. As Hulse was tied up, they thought there should have been a foul call. St. Francis is going to get it with 2:11 to go here in quarter number two. 24-21, Friend. And into the front court they come. On the left wing with it. Driving in, McPhillips. McPhillips will be fouled again. McPhillips will go to the line and shoot two more. So more free throws coming up here. And Maggie McPhillips has went to the line twice, hit the front both times, missed the back both times. And the foul here will be called on Milliken, I believe. Instead, no, excuse me, they're going to call the foul on. Now the free throw's up and it's in. Both of them in by Maggie McPhillips. The foul was on Hulse, and we've got a timeout called here by the Friend Bulldogs. So we'll take a timeout, be back with more of the state tournament. It's 24-23 Friend. 2 minutes to go, first half. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Welcome back to high school basketball in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. The D1 final from Pinnacle Bank Arena. Friend ball out of the timeout. They lead it by one, 24-23. And Mankey drives. That's a tough shot. Well contested. Not a good shot for the All-Stater. And on the rebound, we've got players on the floor and a foul called. Each team had two players laying down there, and it looks like the foul's going to be called on St. Francis. Holly Podlitska, that's her second. It's only the third team foul, though, on St. Francis. Back into the ball game for Friend will be Jennifer Laver and Annie Roaring. And Friend ball underneath their own hoop. Mankey to throw it in. She'll come out top, setting up for the three, firing it as Laver. Still can't get it to go. Rebound yanked down by Brokhaus. I've got her for eight here in the first half of play. Up the floor come the Flyers. McPhillips, great pass underneath, and the layup is good for Podlitska. And that is the first field goal of the second quarter for St. Francis, and the Flyers regain the lead 25-24. They had already hit seven free throws in the quarter. Mankey top of the circle, fires baseline, driving in, Laver. She gets right to the low block, missed it, got her own rebound, back up and in. Laver with her second bucket of the ball game. 26-25, Bulldogs, 1:10 to go here in our second consecutive competitive ball game. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will be coming up. We'll give you all the stats and more as driving in McPhillips, and as she kicked it to Podlitska, Podlitska didn't move. I think she thought that McPhillips was going to shoot the ball, and so she tried to stay out of her way. Instead, the bounce pass went out of bounds. Again, our first champion today, Pierce, for the second year in a row with the upset of undefeated Minden, 69-60. 50 seconds left to go here. This is our second championship game. Foley swings it on the right side, trying to dop it into Roaring. It's going to be knocked away. McPhillips comes out of there with it. The fifth Friend turnover. Bender looking up the floor, 40 seconds to go. Her pass is a little bit behind Ulmer, and Ulmer ends up walking, and that's not JC's fault. She cut. Had she not stuck her hand out, the ball would have been picked off for a layup headed to the other end. So the teams exchange turnovers, and Friend will have it with 37 seconds to go here in the first half. And walking it across, Melissa Foley, guarded tightly by Ulmer. St. Francis in that zone, trying to match everybody. It's a sagging man. Here's a fake three. Lover got a defender in the air. Now kicks it in the corner. Foley for the three. It's no good. Rebound grab by Bender. Bender pushes it up the floor. She finds Ulmer. Ulmer takes it to the rack. Up and under. No good. Rebound brought down underneath by Jennifer Lover, and a foul in the backcourt with 8 seconds to go. And that's not a bad foul. Bender was trying to make the steal. They're not in the bonus. And so no 1-1, and Friend will have 8 seconds to get the ball up the floor here for a chance to extend their lead. Surprised Menke isn't in there, but she's not. They'll get it in midcourt. Foley, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. The pass knocked away, and a desperation 30-footer hit the front of the rim by Lover. And we are at halftime in a one-point D1 state championship game. It's the Bulldogs of Friend 26 and the Flyers of Humphrey St. Francis 25. State tournament action is brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. As your neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists have expanded their methods and delivery of care throughout central Nebraska and north central Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Contact Hastings Orthopedics in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. We will be back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take out all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they'll take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Bob Jensen is going to join us here momentarily to talk about what we've seen already today, as the first two games have provided some excitement. We're at halftime here, Friend 26, St. Francis 25 in the D1 championship game. Earlier this morning, it was Pierce repeating as state champions with a 69-60 win over Minden. Two consolation games are in the book. In Class B, Norris beat Holdridge 54-41. And in C2, Pender beat Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family 43-29. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Bob was the one that walked up to me before the morning even got going and said, you know, I think this might be the best game of the day, Pierce and Minden. And unfortunately for the Minden faithful, it was too good for Pierce. What a performance. I'll go over this, Bob, saying Minden didn't shoot well in the second half, 21%. But outside of that, Pierce played great. Minden played their game. The ball didn't go in, but what a testament to what Pierce has done up there.
That's just that. First of all, it's always great to be on with you, Duda. I feel like I'm more, you know, my career is now coming to a complete, you know, closure there. The thing is about Minden. Minden came in here undefeated with frankly two of the most highly publicized, popular girl basketball players our state's ever seen, and as a result, they were favored against last year's state champion. And, you know, I think there's just a little bit getting lost in the shuffle here is what Pierce has done. Girls basketball was terrible not very long ago. And the worm has turned there. Darren Sindelar has built a program. That's a good basketball team that beat Minden. you know, yeah, did Minden, could Minden have done better, especially in the fourth quarter when nothing went in? Yeah. But they got beat by a good team. And it, what gets me, Duda, and we talked about it, you know, up and down press row, it just, you know, with all due respect to Pierce, all right, you know, can't help but be happy for those girls, two championships. It just feels like we all got robbed not getting to see those Kissinger girls hold that trophy up. And, frankly, I was talking to my friend Donnie Miller after the game, Minden assistant coach, and I just told him, I said, I don't know if I'm just getting old and sappy. Well, I do know that part. Okay, yeah. I'm getting old and sappy. But that was hard to watch, that medal presentation. And so, anyway, great, you know, props to Pierce. I mean, you know, they could very well come back and do the same thing next year. And Minden, you know, you got to start figuring something else out because those two Kissinger girls are gone.
Yeah, a lot of the talk has been, you know, we've been talking about Minden for next year. And I keep saying, they're going to be a really good basketball team. Maybe the 40-point rule isn't going to come into effect as much, but yeah, they do lose two players, and they're going to have four or five that saw some significant playing time. But, yeah, I'm trying to put this in perspective of the last time I did a state final that had one of our teams, and I went back to the Ravenna boys losing to Aquinas. They had that great game at Bellevue, which they probably should have won, and then everybody was waiting for them to just win another state championship the next year, and Aquinas came in against a colder shooting team and won it.
Yep.
And I know some people were saying, well, defense, and there wasn't defense that won a championship today, but the height factor did come into play, and some fouls were called that maybe affected the way that the post players played on both teams. But, you know, Pierce both years here have had 6-1, 6-2, and found a way to do it. And their guards, I think that must have been the key, Bob, their guards were average, and they stepped up in the postseason.
Their guards today won that game because Rochelle Tucker is going to do what Rochelle Tucker does. The Bramer girl, you know, 5'11 state high jump champion, you know, they're going to do what they do, but those guards, they just suffocated Minden's outside game. And you stumbled into a great comparison there with that Ravenna Aquinas deal because there are so many similarities. And the one that stands out the most to me is, those are two sweet shooting teams. I mean, night after night, the whole winter, they every night they came out and shot good except for that one night. And, you know, the thing about this morning, too, dude, and I don't know what you were seeing, but from my perspective, the first half for a 9 o'clock basketball game was awesome. And then it just kind of deteriorated as we went on, and it was kind of a battle of, you know, just get to the finish line. It's just kind of like, you know, you've got everything that both teams had to give that first half. And then the second half, you know, bottom line, Pierce did more things and won.
It's so rare. Usually that underdog gets that lead and holds that lead and just kind of wins it by a nose at the finish line. But Minden came back numerous times.
Yeah.
And I think the 1 point was the biggest lead they ever had. But they always had momentum. It was a 6-7-8 point run. And every time, Pierce found a way to rally the troops and not get blown out on a 12-14-0 run. So great job by Pierce. I do want to talk a moment about what you're seeing here. Mm-hmm. St. Francis, who has scored more points here, I mean, they're coming off 41 and 42 points in their two state tournament games, and they're scoring here and keeping pace with Friend, and Mankey's great, and they only have a one-point lead.
Yeah. See, isn't that funny? I mean, St. Francis has been away from the head table for a little bit, okay? But this is St. Francis girls basketball, one of the great histories in the state. The kids have won somewhere 23, 24 games. They're in the state finals, and yet they feel like they shouldn't even be here. That's how people were talking about this game. And Friend last year, you know, the first quarter just killed them. The one loss that they had this year, the first quarter just killed them. And when they got out of that first quarter, it was kind of even. I thought Friend would pull away, and Friend has not pulled away. And like every close game, especially every meaningful close game, first couple of minutes, the second half, probably going to tell us who wins the game.
Real quickly, there should be some more good basketball today. Ken, a lot of people are thinking that it's Pius's one player against Grand Island Northwest 5, and they're not very deep at Northwest, but Pius does seem to run some kids in. That's next in B. A is what it is. I think D2 will get overlooked tonight because I think Wynot's a heck of a story. And then Sterling avenged the volleyball loss to Giltner. They play them. And then you got the rematch of St. Cecilia and Crofton. Bobby, a lot of people wanted to see Crofton play Minden. Crofton beat Pierce by 31 points.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be an unfair comparison because Pierce is a totally different team than they were at that time. But is that going to be the headline game of the rest of the day?
I'll tell you what. You know, you talk about programs. We always talk about there's a difference between teams and programs. Crofton's a basketball program. And if you needed any proof, all you need to do is watch them play this year. Because when people think of Crofton girls basketball, they think of these enormous chicks, strong, dominating the paint, that kind of. Well, this team, they light it up from three. They run around. They pressure the ball. And they've just destroyed people playing that way. I think Crofton probably wins pretty easy. But let me say this about Northwest. Because I heard somebody else say the same thing. Well, North, you know, Pius is Pius. Pius is really great, which they are. Maddie Simon's a tremendous talent. But saying that Northwest isn't very deep is like saying there was only four Beatles. I mean, every girl they've got out there is outstanding. When times are tough, I was talking to my friend Chuck Sorahan, who I can't believe he actually worked his way into this conversation. I said, you know, you've got a really good team and things were tough yesterday, but really rocky. When you can go back and have Sorahan and Brown as aces in your pocket, things are going to be okay in the second half. Things were okay. I think they'll be okay tonight.
Bobby Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Thanks, buddy. Always a pleasure.
Duda, you are an amazing piece of work. That's all I can say.
Go get to your
If they team. Only knew what you were doing all the you are. You should have like six more hands, dude. That's all there is to it.
That would make people happy, wouldn't it? We'll take a break. It's 26-25. Fred at the half. The second half coming up here on ESPN Radio.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter agent Joe Methy about shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
Let's take a quick look at our halftime stats here. First off, for Humphrey St. Francis, Maggie McPhillips, 8 points, four rebounds. Caitlin Suits, two rebounds. Holly Podlitska, 4 points and a rebound. Krista Brockhaus leads the way with 11 points, eight rebounds and a block. And Morgan Bender, 2 points, four rebounds. St. Francis has 25 points, 19 rebounds, 7 out of 10 at the free throw line. They are 0 of 5 from three-point land, 1 block, and 11 turnovers. For Friend, Jennifer Laver, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Mariah Hulse has 7 rebounds. Taylor Mankey leads the way with 10 points and a rebound. Lexi Ryan, 2 points and a rebound. And Annie Roaring, 10 points and 3 rebounds. At the half, 26 points, 16 rebounds, 0 of 1 from the free throw line, 0 of 9 from three-point land, 5 turnovers for Friend. And it's 26-25. Friend, you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on ESPN Radio. The second half is next.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
As we get back to action, Taylor Menke will miss a three, but a second chance opportunity here for Friend as they keep battling for the basketball. St. Francis runs over Mankey. The ball goes all the way to the other end and out of bounds, but it will still be Friend basketball. 26-25 Friend as we start the second half. Brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Doug Duda with you here from the Pinnacle Bank Arena. All six championship games today here on ESPN. Plus, you'll also hear the Northwest Pius game on the Breeze 94.5. Johnson with it over to Mankey. Down to the block, Laver. Friend up by one. Steps through the double team to Mankey. On the left elbow, they'll get the ball to Hulse. Back up top to Johnson. Johnson tries to lob it backside. They get it into the hands of Lover. Missed the short one. Ball is deflected into the hands of Morgan Bender. That'll be her fourth rebound. And into the front court she'll come. Give it off to Ulmer into the corner to Brokehouse, who leads the team with 11 points. Everybody on the right side of the lane, and now they'll reset the offense. Top of the key, Bender. Left-hand corner, they sag on Brokehouse. She did shoot a three earlier. Now a jumper is going to be blocked. Podlitska's blocked by Lover. That's the first block of the game for Friend. And here comes Menke up the right side. Jumper in the lane. She decides to kick it off on the corner instead. The 18-footer is no good. Rebound brought down by Johnson. Then she has the pass underneath and a shot blocked by Brokehouse. Here comes St. Francis. Brokehouse gets tripped up underneath and a walk. Looked like she probably got fouled, but they did not call that, and then they had to call something when she took the extra step, and that'll be the first turnover of the half. So we played a minute 45, and nothing has changed here, at least scoreboard-wise, as Hulse has it on the right elbow and then throws it back over the head of her teammate, Madison Johnson, and out of bounds it goes. So Friend will give the ball right back. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and PlatteRiverPreps.com on Championship Saturday. Here's a give and go with a drive in the lane. Ulmer throws it up. It rattles in and out. No good. Rebound to Hulse. I've got her for 9 boards already in the game. Up the floor, Johnson. Johnson dumps it down to the baseline. Lover. She works her way into the double team. Still can't make it. And Roaring is going to get the offensive rebound. And there is an offensive, there is an over the back on St. Francis. And the foul will go on J.C. Ulmer. She has 2, and Podlitska has 2 for Friend. Menke, Lover, and Roaring all have 2. Here's a 3-pointer by Johnson, left corner. It hits the iron and goes over the backboard. And Friend is 0 of 11 from 3-point land. And Humphrey St. Francis is 0 of 6 from 3-point land. Into the front court, they'll come with a basketball. J.C. Ulmer looking to take the lead. Looking to just get some points here in this second half. We played 2.5 minutes. Brokehouse will hand it off to Ulmer against the Friend man-to-man defense. Dribbling at the top of the circle, starts left, pivots right, now into the paint. Turnaround jumper is in. Ulmer with her first bucket of the ball game, and she really had to work for that one. St. Francis back on top, 27-26 here in the D1 final. Into the front court, bounce pass underneath. Lover is open. She is fouled, and it will not go in. All of a sudden, Friend starting to miss the 3-4-5-footer. And at the line, Jenny Lover, first free throw for her. Friend's only been to the line one time in this game. And the foul was on Morgan Bender. That'll be her second. And the free throw is no good. Here comes Caitlin Suits into the ball game for the Flyers. Jenny Lover. Second free throw now for Jenny Lover on the way, and that one's good. So Lover gets 1 of 2, and that's the first point of the second half for Friend, and it ties the ball game at 27. Quickly up into the front court, McPhillips starts to go down the right baseline, cut off there by Lover. Underneath, wide open, the shot by Podlitska won't go, and yanking the rebound out is Menke. Menke, one-on-one, taking it to the hoop, puts the shot up and in. Taylor Menke with a dozen points. Ulmer did everything she could, and Menke just too good, took it in, and now fast break the other way. Big collision underneath, and a blocking foul going to be called on Lover, who hit her head on the floor as she took the block, and she is down on the floor. And that will be her third, and the trainers will come out to take a look at her after receiving a pretty big knock on the head. 4:47 to go here in the third quarter of play. Friend 29, St. Francis 25, and we'll be right back.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring, being involved in the community, and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport.
Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, as we come back here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, they're going to assist Jennifer Lauver off the court. We had the same sort of incident in the first game today where Shelby Brettschneider got knocked a little loopy, and they're going to actually take her back to the locker room here and take a look at her. And Lauver, probably that concussion test again. And at the line will be Caitlin Suits to shoot two free throws here off that block charge that was called a block. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. That's the first point of the game for Caitlin Suits. And it's 29-28, Fran. A chance to tie it again here for St. Francis. And the free throw is on the way. It's good. So Suits hits them both. We're tied again at 29 to the D1 State Championship here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Both of those free throws for Suits ties the game. Mankey goes right, comes left, spins it off the glass and in. Taylor now with 14 points, 31-29. Up the floor, Ulmer, JC, starts right, didn't like what she saw, kicks it to the left side to Brokhouse. To the high post, they'll go Podlitska, Holly, back up top. They'll restart it here with Maggie McPhillips. McPhillips to Ulmer, everything kind of just staying right around the top of the key here, looking for somebody to get open underneath. Brokhouse actually comes out of the paint as well. Now they try to force it to her. She gets it at the high post, tries to go backside to the cutter Suits. It's deflected out of bounds. Right now, both teams shooting 32% from the field, and still neither one has made a three-point shot in the game. Here comes Morgan Bender back in for the Flyers. 4:05 to go here in the third quarter. Friend 31, St. Francis 29. Up top, Suits swings it right side to McPhillips. McPhillips skip pass to Brokhouse. Drives left wing, 10-footer good. And the first field goal for Krista in the second half. She's got 13 points. Knotting us up at 31. Mankey into the front court over to Johnson. Dump it into the right-hand corner to Lexi Ryan. She came in when Lauver got banged up. Johnson top of the circle. Swings it back against the grain to Mankey. Mankey just outside the arc to the high post. Puts that floater up. Contested and hit it. Taylor Mankey carrying Friend here in the second half with six of their 7 points. 33-31 Friend. Biggest lead by either team has been 4 points. We've been going back and forth. With it is Ulmer. Gives it off to Bender outside the arc. Uses the pick. Fires at left corner. His Brokhouse pulls up from 13. Too strong. Backside rebound comes to Madison Johnson, her second. Johnson will bring the ball off the floor against the man-to-man defense of J.C. Ulmer. Over on the right wing, Ryan. Ryan to the free throw line. Nothing there. Hulse didn't want the shot. Gives it to Mankey. Kicks it back to Ryan on the drive. Ryan back out top Johnson. To Mankey on the right side of the key. Right on her is going to be Bender. So she'll back her in, then try to come in to knock it away. And a travel will be called. And again, Friend wanted the foul, but it'll be turnover number 7 on the Bulldogs. And a television timeout with 2:48 to go in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Kearney, it's Friend 33, St. Francis 31.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
All right.
In consolation Class A action, third place game, Millard West 13, Lincoln Northeast 12. Kearney Catholic is also underway against Platteview in their consolation game. Norris beat Holdridge, and Pender was your winner in C2 of the consolation games. That was over Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family. Here it's 33-31 Friend over Humphrey St. Francis. St. Francis with the ball out of the television timeout. Spread the floor in that four-corner look with McPhillips in the middle. Skip pass over to Brokehouse. Into the corner they go to Suits. Back to Brokehouse on the left wing. Top of the key. Throw through the double team to Ulmer. Ulmer drives, lost the handle. It ends up in the hands of Suits. And as she tries to take it up, they're just going to say that she lost the basketball. Forcing it into that double team, didn't get any kind of a call. So we'll come back to the other end. And it will be Friend with a basketball. And Friend trying to throw it across the zone. Will have it tipped and stolen away. Another turnover for the Bulldogs. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 33-31 Friend playing for the state championship in D1. Friend in their first final ever. Here's Brokehouse driving right side. Missed the short jumper. And the ball will be grabbed by Taylor Menke, her third rebound. She's got a game-high 16. Looking for more. Coast to coast. Got fouled on the way to the hoop. The foul's actually going to occur before the shot. And so it will be Bulldog ball underneath their own hoop. Foul is going to go on J.C. Ulmer. That's her third. Third foul of the half. And Holly Podlitska checks back in. It was 26-25 at the half. And each team has put up a minimal amount of points here in the third quarter. 7 for Friend and 6 for St. Francis. Friend ball on their own baseline. Menke to throw it in. Throws it on the short wing right side to her teammate Melissa Foley. Rotated into the corner. Here's a three-pointer for Shania Milliken. The ball is tipped away and going to be grabbed off the miss by Podlitska. 0 of 12 from the arc for Friend. At the other end, McPhillips was hoping for a call and got it. Couldn't hear the whistle down here, and the Friend fans didn't like it. Starting to see both teams really just put their head down and crash into the paint, hoping to get the whistle. Maggie McPhillips is 4 of 6 at the line, 8 points all in the first half. And a chance to tie the game if she can make them both. So the senior puts it up and in. 33-32, Friend by one. And a second free throw coming up as checking out of the game for a breather will be Menke, and Johnson is in. And the second free throw on the way, and it is good. So McPhillips hits them both, and we're tied. 33 all, a minute 20 to go here in the third quarter. Full court pressure being put on. Going for the steal, Podlitska ended up in press row, and into the front court will be Foley. She'll hold the ball, give it to Johnson on the right side of the key. Johnson, left-hand dribble, looking for that pick. Nothing to execute, so she'll give it right back over to Foley. Pop it out top. They'll give it to Ryan. Johnson now right in front of the Friend bench. Fakes it, now drives left baseline around two defenders and will draw the foul. She'll get to go to the line. Madison has not scored or shot a free throw in this basketball game. The 5'7 junior averages about 6 points per contest. And the foul will be on Krista Brockhaus. That's her first. And the first free throw by the lefty Johnson is skipping out, no good. Again, not a lot of free throws have been attempted by Friend so far in this game. They're 1 of 4 for Humphrey St. Francis. They are 11 of 14. And free throw number 2 now for Johnson is up, and it clanks off there, no good. Rebound brought down by Suits, her third. To Bender into the front court with 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. All knotted at 33. Skip pass over to Podlitska. Podlitska starts to drive, gives it on the right elbow to Brokehaus. She'll come in strong on the left hand, and a blocking foul will be called. Two more free throws, this for Krista Brokehaus. And this is about the only scoring that they have done since the first quarter. And the foul is going to be on Madison Johnson. That'll be her first. Second team foul. Free throw is up, and it is in. But all the points that St. Francis scored in the second quarter were free throws, and they have two buckets here in the third. It's only two buckets in 16 minutes. Second free throw in and out, no good by Brokehouse, and the rebound brought down by Alexi Ryan, her second. St. Francis back on top, 34-33 with 35 seconds to go. Johnson dribbling in place out top. Tries to fire it over on the right wing. The pass is deflected, and it goes out of bounds off of Milligan. Good job there by McPhillips to get in that passing lane and force the turnover. St. Francis now with 30 seconds to go before the fourth quarter. Bender into the front court. Veers to the left side. Tries to go to Brokhouse. The ball is tipped out of bounds by Johnson. It'll still be Flyer basketball. With 23 seconds to go here in quarter number three. St. Francis gets it in. McPhillips into the right-hand corner to Suits. Suits back out. McPhillips on the right side of the key. 15 seconds, dribbles to the high post. Comes all the way in and walked with the basketball. Double dribble is going to be the official call. 14th turnover on the Flyers. And now back over to Friend with 13 seconds to go. And Menke, who had been catching a breather, continues to do so. Let's see if her teammates can do something here. Inbounds to Hull, still in the backcourt. 7 seconds. Johnson dribbles through the double team. Gets it up ahead to Foley. Foley has an open look from 8. No good. Rebound brought down by Brokhouse. And that is the end of the third quarter of play in the girls' D1 state championship game here on ESPN Radio. It is St. Francis 34, Friend 33. We'll be back after this timeout.
It's named the Early Riser Planner for a reason. Producers who use Case IH Early Riser Planners enjoy the earliest emergence in the industry, 3 days earlier on average. When you purchase a 2014 model year Early Riser Planner, you won't only receive unmatched maximized yields, you'll also receive 0% financing for 36 months. Stop by your Titan Machinery Case IH dealer today to see how an Early Riser Planner can benefit your operation. But hurry, this great financing offer ends March 31st. Titan Machinery, better solutions.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Consolation games that are going on. Kearney Catholic has the lead over Platteview, 20-19 at the end of the first quarter of play. Millard West led Lincoln Northeast 13-12 at the end of the first quarter of play. Here it is 34-33, Friend leading, or excuse me, St. Francis leading Friend. 7 points was all that Friend could manage that quarter, while St. Francis, they put up 9 and have the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. Working it to the top of the key. Here's a three-pointer, but before they can get it away, we're going to have a travel called. It's probably just as well. Nobody's made a three-pointer yet. 0 of 12 for Friend, 0 of 6 for Humphrey St. Francis. And free throw shooting, Friend 1 of 5, St. Francis 12 of 16. That's what's keeping them in this basketball game. As Johnson brings the ball up the floor here for the Bulldogs, tries to force it inside. The ball is picked up and stolen away by J.C. Ulmer. 10th turnover for Friend. 34-33 St. Francis underway here in the fourth quarter. Here's Ulmer, steps through the double team. Her floater, no good. Still struggling from the field are the Flyers, and somehow they have the lead. Rebound by Roaring, and he gets it off to Johnson. Johnson brings it into the front court, swings it on the right side. Now down low, Roaring puts it up and in. Annie with their first bucket of the second half. She's got 12. And the Bulldogs, in search of their first state title, are up 35-34. St. Francis in the right-hand corner. They'll get it to Holly Podliska. Skip it over to Brokhouse. Brokhouse drives. Again, must have been partially blocked. It comes up off the glass short. Rebound brought down by Johnson. And they seem to be letting them play a little more as this game progresses. 4 fouls have been called on St. Francis. 3 on Friend. And with the basketball, they'll skip pass it over on the left wing, and a walk going to be called here on Laver. And that'll be the 11th turnover of the basketball game for Friend. St. Francis down 1, 35-34. And again, they only have 2 field goals since the first quarter, when Brokhouse was very hot, had 8 points, but only 2 field goals and a ton of free throws. And here's another travel on St. Francis. That is going to be their 15th turnover of the basketball game. So Friend will take over again. 35-34, trying to join Pierce as state champions, who beat Minden today 69-60 in the C1 title game. Driving inside, there's Mankey. Mankey will lay it up and score. 18 for Taylor Mankey. 37-34, Friend by three. Front court with it will be Bender. Bender brings it to the high post out to Brokhouse. 18-footer. No good, and there's nobody waiting for the rebound. And so Jennifer Laver will gingerly trot over, pick it up, and on her outlet pass, it's deflected out of bounds. Again, remember, the biggest lead of the game, 4 points for either team, and we're going to have a timeout called by Humphrey St. Francis, their second of the ball game. 5:51 to go in the D1 state championship game here on ESPN Radio. It's Friend 37, Humphrey St. Francis 34. This timeout is brought to you by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. It's part of the Titan Dealer Group. Titan Machinery gives you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world. At the same time, they provide you with better solutions with the same locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Titan Machinery of Hastings, Kearney, and Holdridge, your Case IH dealer and proud supporter of high school athletics. We'll be back to Pinnacle Bank Arena after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
UNK men had their basketball season come to an end last night. Tough, close game, but they were defeated by Missouri Southern in the quarterfinals of the MIAA tournament. And so it's over there. The Nebraska women, a winner last night. They'll play again this afternoon around 5 o'clock against Michigan State. The Nebraska men are here at Pinnacle Bank tomorrow at 6:30 against Wisconsin as the ball gets knocked inside, and the block shot went right off the knee of Annie Roaring, and the official missed it. So it will stay in the hands here of Friend, and they'll lob it up top. Driving in, still not taking the shot as Holes. They'll reverse it over here to Johnson. Her 12-footer left corner, no good. Ball is knocked out into the wing and grabbed there by J.C. Ulmer. Holes just doesn't shoot the ball for Friend. And a fast break, they get it underneath the Brokhouse. Shot, no good. Ball ends up in the hands again of Friend's Annie Roaring. Gets it into the hands of Mankey. Mankey double-team, kicks it into the left-hand corner to Laver. Up top, here's a three, Johnson, and it is no good. My, oh my. Rebound brought down by Morgan Bender. And Minden knows what it's like today not to see those threes. And we've seen neither team make a three here. And a big crash collision at the other end. And Laver, who had to leave the floor because of a crash like that earlier, takes another block. And going to the line, Morgan Bender has not shot a free throw yet. And has a chance to put Humphrey St. Francis on the board here in the fourth quarter. She has not shot a free throw. She has 2.6 rebounds. It's up. It's good. And the first point of the fourth quarter for St. Francis comes at the 5:04 mark. Here comes Lexi Ryan in, and Laver will have to check out. Again, Friend's only loss this year coming to Hastings St. Cecilia, who is playing in the C2 championship today at 4:30. Second free throw for St. Francis is up, and it is in for Morgan Bender. And it's 37-36 in favor of Friend. And for Humphrey St. Francis, their losses came to Pierce and Shelby Rising City and Chatrice White. So there's no shame there either. The teams have a combined 52-3 record. Johnson fakes the three, kicks it to the right-hand corner, driving the baseline, finding some room. The shot no good there that time by Hulse. She finally made a move towards the hoop, and the ball goes out of bounds to St. Francis. So things tightening up here in the fourth quarter with 4:45 to go. Friend 37, St. Francis 36. And the Flyers have the ball. Pass tipped. It's going to head out of bounds. And they're going to say it was last touched by St. Francis. Their 16th turnover. Quick hand got that one popped into the air. And then they'll say St. Francis tried to grab it and couldn't control it. Four and a half to go, 37-36, Friend. Who can get a little run going here to separate themselves from their opponent? High post with it is Hulse. Holding it is Mariah. Mariah finally hands it back out to the top of the circle to Lexi Ryan. Ryan back to Hulse in a little two-gal game here. There's not much going on. And they'll throw it right to us, trying to get the ball into the hands of Menke. Luckily, I was paying attention. That's the 12th turnover by Friend. So Bob Jensen and myself each have an assist in this basketball game. 37-36, 4 minutes to go, Friend. St. Francis drives in McPhillips. She's been very quiet. Her pass is deflected. It goes out of bounds. And I think if St. Francis hadn't tried to touch it in front of their own bench, it would have been their ball. Instead, a turnover, and now Friend is going to call a timeout. Neither team has anything going here. There's too much on the line. 3:59 remaining in this championship game. Friend 37, Humphrey St. Francis 36. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the D1 State Final brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination located at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island, service, repair, and full body shop. You can also see him at DinsdaleAuto.com with over 400 vehicles to choose from, including BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark. Tom Dinsdale Automotive. Friend has the ball deflected out, so they'll throw it in front of their own bench. Out towards midcourt, Menke. Menke with 18, right at her average for the season. Trying to get a ball screen here, and they do, but Menke on the switch that time, well defended by Brokaus. Kicks it out to Johnson. Johnson again on that man-to-man. She'll come down the right side of the lane. Two screens, brings it in. And then a block shot and a foul called on Suits. There's another one you want to see again. Let's watch the replay here. And Suits may have got her on the follow-through. It's amazing how many times they're right, and we say something against the officials, but that was the right call. And at the line is Madison Johnson, and it's bouncing around and finds its home. Johnson with her first point of the game, 38-36, Friend. Don't forget the next game, Grand Island Northwest, Lincoln Pius X, Class B final. Here on ESPN and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back in Morgan Bender for St. Francis. Second free throw for Johnson. It's on the way, and that one is too strong. Rebound comes down to Pudlitska, her third. Into the hands of Ulmer. 3:20 to go, 38-36, Friend. To Bender. Left wing drives into the corner. Spins back out of there. And we'll dish it off the top of the circle to Maggie McPhillips. They need to get her involved more. She was really getting some things done early in this game, and has basically been no factor here over the last quarter and a half. Of course, most of St. Francis hasn't been a factor. They have two buckets since the first quarter, and they're still in it. And now a carry is going to be called on St. Francis. And they are starting to have some calls go against them here. They've got to keep their composure with 2:58 to go. But we saw Kearney Catholic not score a two-point bucket until the fourth quarter yesterday. It's amazing that St. Francis has been able to stay in this game from the free throw line. Ulmer and Brokaus each had a bucket in the third quarter. None in the fourth and none in the second. All free throws. As Brokaus went for the steal, couldn't get it. And so Hulse will swing it over to the right side. Johnson into the corner to Hulse. Down underneath. There's Roaring. Missed the point blanker. Got it back and scored. Offensive putback for Annie Roaring. She's got 14. 40-36. Coast to coast McPhillips. She runs into the defender and has the ball go off of Roaring and out of bounds. Good job by Annie to get back on defense after making the bucket. And here comes Jennifer Laver back in with those four fouls. Again, neither team has led by more than four. Faking the three as Bender got the defender in the air, then takes a rough shot that doesn't hit anything. She got caught in between what she wanted to do. Laver the rebound. And Friend's got a chance now to get that insurance. Laver from the free throw line. It skips off, no good. Bender has the rebound, her seventh, 40-36, Friend, 2:10 to go. Bender backs it out, gives it to Ulmer. Again, McPhillips has not been driving, and Brokhouse has not been posted up here. And that has been the difference for St. Francis. They dump it into the post, and a pushing foul going to be called as they were posted up, McPhillips. And the ball knocked away. And a foul called, or just out of bounds? No, foul called. And it's going to be in Mariah Hulse. It'll be her second. And the fifth team foul. We're even at five team fouls apiece. Lob it into Bender, top of the circle, drives left side of the key, has her shot blocked from the side by Taylor Menke, and Friend comes away with the basketball. Menke pushes the ball up the floor all the way to the other end. Oh, and a travel called on Menke, and Bender was slow getting up, but she is up and comes to the other end. 13 turnovers for Friend and a timeout called by Humphrey St. Francis. They'll have two remaining. It's going to be a 30-second timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Kearney with 1:45 to go in the game. Friend 40, St. Francis 36.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Class A consolation game that is going on there at halftime. And it is 23-23 Millard West and Lincoln Northeast. While Kearney Catholic, 41 points at halftime for the Stars today. They're making their shots. They lead Platteview 41-32 in that consolation game. Here we are down to the final minute 40. St. Francis trails 40-36 and has the ball against Friend in the D1 state title game. Brokhouse trying to force it into McPhillips. It's deflected away out of there by Hulse. Scramble, jump ball, arrow points the way of Friend. A turnover for St. Francis. 1:29 remaining. And St. Francis has been held to two free throws here in the fourth quarter. 7 points for Friend. 40-36. Friend with the ball. They don't even really need to attack the goal now. St. Francis also has a foul to give. Menke dribbling around. Comes into the paint. Up and under. It rattled out. No good. Ball out of bounds off St. Francis. It's Friend ball. But no need to take that shot if you're Friend. Menke will take it out underneath their own hoop, leading it by four. Looking. Fires it into the paint. It's deflected and stolen away. Friend coach Andy Imus needs a timeout to explain some things to his kids that have been in this spot for the first time. With it is Ulmer. St. Francis needing a bucket. A minute to go. McPhillips drives, and the runner is good. The first bucket of the fourth quarter. Maggie McPhillips, we've been calling for her to do that for 10 minutes, and finally she goes in and scores, and a timeout will be called here by Humphrey St. Francis. They'll have one remaining. 56 seconds to go in the game. Friend 40, St. Francis 38. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, is located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. 56 seconds remaining here in the D1 state championship game. And your score is Friend 40, St. Francis 38. St. Francis just scored, called the timeout. Now they try to make the steal, but stepping out of bounds, J.C. Ulmer. Friend fans were looking for a foul. And again, both teams still have a foul to give. A jump ball goes to St. Francis. Three timeouts for Friend, one for St. Francis. into Menke. That's where you want the ball. Menke brings it across the timeline. Again, Friend doesn't have to shoot, and they keep acting like they want to here. Make St. Francis foul you. Friend with the dribble. Menke comes in, takes the shot, draws the foul. And Taylor Menke will go to the line for the first time in this basketball game. And a blocking foul on Krista Brokhaus. That'll be her second. It's the 16 foul, but it was on the shot. And so Menke at the line. 18 points. Has done it kind of in spurts today. 8 in the first and 6 in the second, or third. And the free throw good. She's got 19. 41-38, a chance to make it a two-possession ball game here for the Bulldogs in their first ever state final. And the second free throw on the way, and it is good. 20 for Menke. 42-38, 33 seconds to go. Ulmer, front court, gets it to Bender. Huge possession. St. Francis must score. Bender needs some help. Kicks it back out top. Ulmer. Ulmer to the right baseline. To Brokhaus. Takes a 19-footer and got it. Timeout will be called by St. Francis. Her toe was just on the line. And let's see what they're going to put down here. The official signaled a 2, but they have put a 3 on the board. 16 seconds remaining. And the friend fans are going crazy. It was signaled a 2. I'm not sure the officials know what's going on from that standpoint. They are discussing it. And the lead official out here signaled a 2. And these are reviewable. So they're going to go to the sidelines here. And Brokhaus will get credit for the 2. That is right. They make it 42-40. And that is the correct call. But for St. Francis, they elected to use the timeout. That means they have none remaining. And so St. Francis cannot stop the clock. And so they must either get a turnover or Friend can only make one more free throw. Because that's where we're at in this basketball game. 16 seconds to go in the D1 championship. Friend 42, St. Francis 40. Here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, full court pressure. Brokhaus to cover the inbounds pass. Mariah Hulse to throw it in. They're going to be looking for Menke, who's on the far wing. Crisscross the screens, and they get it to Menke. Deflected away. The ball is foul. Menke was trying to call timeout, but they're going to say when they got tangled up, Krista Brokhaus committed the foul. And that will leave us 14 seconds to go. And that will put Friend into the 1-1. That is the 7th team foul. Menke 2 of 2 at the line, 20 points. And she could just about cinch a state championship here if she makes them both. The Imus boys have been in some tight basketball games here at state in their first appearances. Of course, Joe over at Spalding Academy. Here's the free throw up and good by Menke. It's a 3-point lead. And remember, neither team has made a 3 in the entire game. 43-40 Friend. St. Francis down 3, doesn't have a timeout. Second free throw, good. 44-40. And a timeout will be called by Friend to get their defense set up here. 14 seconds remaining in our game, and we'll have the final right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank. We've got 14 seconds to go and St. Francis down 4. They get it in quickly to Ulmer. They have no time to waste. They have got to get a quick shot without a timeout. Ulmer kicks it over the wing. Brokhaus comes into the paint. Oh, it's knocked out of her hands. The ball goes out of bounds with 4 seconds to go. This game will be over. Because it doesn't matter what they do. If they score, Friend doesn't have to inbound it. And Friend wants to take a timeout just to make sure that. Coach Imus yelling for the timeout, but this game is over. The only thing that can happen is if Friend would foul St. Francis on a three-point attempt. 4 seconds remain in this basketball game. And your score is Friend 44, Humphrey St. Francis 40. And we will keep it here as we get ready to bring this championship home, the first one for Friend. We've seen strange things at the state tournament. Gibbon comes to mind back in the 80s. But all Friend should do is stand down here in front of their bench. There is no reason to go into the front court, which they will, because they have no timeouts left for St. Francis. And so St. Francis now has to lean into a defender for a three. Brokhouse to throw it in. They will get it into the hands of Ulmer. Her three is up. She'll bank it in, but it doesn't matter. The game is over. The only three of the game didn't matter. And Friend wins their first state championship, 44-43, over Humphrey St. Francis. And we'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Final stats. It's all right here for you on ESPN Radio, your home for championships at the Pinnacle Bank Arena after this timeout.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena, where our second champion has been crowned, and it is the Friend Bulldogs, their first ever appearance in the state final, their eighth trip to the state tournament, and they get it done today by one. Friend 44 and Humphrey St. Francis 43, and they join Pierce as state champions. Pierce beat Minden earlier today by a score of 69-60. In consolation basketball games, we'll get you an update on what's going on with those. At the half, it was Kearney Catholic over Platteview, 41-32, and Millard West and Lincoln Northeast were 23-23 at the half. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of our athletes, and will continue to do so as they get into the spring season, whether it's soccer, track, tennis, whatever it is that you're getting ready for. Misco's takes care of our area athletes and schools. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Friend, 44. Humphrey St. Francis, 43. And we'll be back with the final stats after this timeout on ESPN Radio.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Here's a look at the final numbers I had for this basketball game. First off, for Humphrey St. Francis, Maggie McPhillips, 12 points, 4 rebounds. J.C. Ulmer, 5 points, 1 rebound. Caitlin Suits, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Holly Podliska, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Morgan Bender, 4 points, 7 rebounds. And leading the way for the Flyers was Krista Brockhaus, 16 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 block shots. 43 points, 27 rebounds, 14 out of 18 from the free throw line. That's what kept St. Francis in the game today. 1 of 7 from three-point land, and that was the banked-in three there by J.C. Ulmer at the buzzer. 3 block shots and 19 turnovers. St. Francis, your 2014 state runner-up with a record of 25-3. We'll look at the final numbers for Friend right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Here's a look at the final numbers that we had for Friend in their first state championship. It was Madison Johnson with 1 point, 3 rebounds. Jennifer Laver, 5 points, 8 rebounds and a block. Mariah Hulse led the team with 9 rebounds, did not score in the game. Taylor Menke, 22 points, 3 rebounds and a block. She had the 2 game-winning free throws, it turned out, in this basketball game. Lexi Ryan, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and Annie Roaring, also a solid performance with 14 points and 7 rebounds. 44 points, 32 rebounds, 6 out of 11 at the free throw line, 0 of 13 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 14 turnovers as Friend wins their first girls state basketball championship game. They shot 33% from the field, St. Francis 32.5. The final score, 44-43, Friend over Humphrey St. Francis, and they finished 28-1. Coming up next, it'll be the Class B final in about 30 minutes between Grand Island Northwest and Lincoln Pius X. You'll hear that on the Breeze 94.5 and on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Millard West leading 33-29 over Lincoln Northeast. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter of their consolation game. Kearney Catholic was up at the half, and we'll have an update on that for you as we come back for the Northwest game. For our producer engineer Merritt Lawson and Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Dudasing. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, taking care of all of our area athletes from their storefront location in Ord, and will continue to do so in 2014 at Misco Sports. Final score, Friend 44, Humphrey St. Francis 43. This is Doug Dudasing. Keep it here for the third championship game coming your way in 30 minutes between Northwest and Pius.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Athletes coming.